seventh parak of Ksuvis Mishnah Ches. We learned in the previous Mishnah that a woman gets mad and they found that she has mumim, certain types of blemishes that could be a nekach tos, that could be something that renders the marriage a mistaken agreement, and they don't even need a get. How you ba mumim v'oide the veit aviyah? She had these mumim, they were found when she was still living by her father. What do we mean? She already had the kedushin, but she did not have the chuppah yet. So she's technically married, but she's still living by her father. And now the question is, were these there before the kedushin, or did they develop after the kedushin before the nesu'in? If they were before the kedushin, the nekach tos. If they developed after the kedushin, then it's his problem. Since she was still by in the rishus of her father, her side has to prove that these developed only after she got the kedushin. And there's a moshel of saying that the field of the husband got damaged. In other words, she was already married to him, and it happened afterwards. It's his problem. But we don't say that automatically. We say that the burden of the proof is on her side of the family, because since we found them when she was still living by her father, we have to be choshish that they already were there before the kedushin. But nichus roshus abal, after the nesu'in, after the chuppah, they found these, then abal tzach l'viraya. We're in doubt that they were there from before the kedushin or not, since they were found in his roshus, the roshus of the husband. The husband, we assume that they developed in his roshus and they were not there prior to the kedushin. And therefore, the husband has to bring a raya that she was already a balas mum before the kedushin. Otherwise, they remain married. So you have to bring a raya shashal in his house, so about mumin elo. But these mumin were here before they got married. But how you make a make of toys. Yeah. Divi Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. Chom Aymerim, the Chomim agree with Rabbi Meir, but they add another condition. Bamezra Mamurim, the mumin should have said it. That which we say that, That it could be a mekach toyes is only if these were mumim that were not so visible, they were not visible. A mumim shebegoli, mumim that were visible, eino yochel liton. The husband v'chalal cannot taina that there's a mekach toyes over here, because we assume that he saw them before the nesuim and he was meichel on them. V'miyesh mechaz ba'yitzir, af mumim shebeseiter eino yochel liton. If there's a public bathhouse in town, which this woman bathes in, so even if the private movement, we assume that he knows about it, and they should boitka the kroivos tov. He has his female kroivos check her out at the bathhouse, and therefore in the stomach store. And if they store it, and he did not protest against the fact that she has movement at the time of the nesu'in, we assume that he accepted it, and he was moichel, and the nesu'in goes.